Hello and welcome to WrestleWolf. This is our weekly news wrap. I'm your host, Dr. Damian Gibson, DMD. And let's get into this week's news. Alberto Del Rio is always near the top of the headlines when it comes to wrestling. He's telling people that he's going back to WWE. Now, this was reported by Dave Meltzer. Even Dave in the report was like, I don't think this is true. But supposedly Del Rio is going around telling people. To be fair, if any company was going to take Alberto Del Rio back on board, it would be WWE. But now, the reason why that seems very unlikely is that, one, there isn't a huge amount of interest in him as a wrestler. Even in AAA, he's not a huge draw. And look, there's a whole bunch of... there are criminal proceedings going on with Alberto Del Rio when it comes to alleged domestic abuse. And so he is essentially a non-entity. So the idea of him... He is someone who obviously needs to... Just looking from the outside in, needs to solve a lot of issues in his life. And it doesn't look like he is. So it would be more trouble than it's worth for any company to have Del Rio involved with their company. But also, like, he, you know, I've heard the boys on Cultaholic say this morning, and I think it's true, he may be the most universally hated wrestler going around. There's a lot of there's a lot of wrestlers around there that will split opinions, but Del Rio is one of those that is just completely off the charts, not liked. Someone who is the complete opposite of that is Killian Dane, or as he's billed in the UK, Big Damo. Thanks to Cultaholic for this news. He is back wrestling in the British Indies. Which is good. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the British indie scene, which up until basically NXT UK was really thriving. They had a really, really strong independent scene, which the guys at Walk Culture and Cultaholic had a hand in. Since the sort of the franchisation of the NXT brand, which I don't know how much longer the original's going to be around. And it's weird that NXT UK still exists in kind of a similar format to the old NXT when the American NXT has become this other thing. It's so forgotten about NXT UK that it just doesn't register. It's just not even a thing. No one talks about it. No one does reviews on it. It's just a holding station for a bunch of UK talent. I don't know as much about it as obviously guys from What Culture and Cultaholic and Wrestle Talk. All those guys obviously would know a lot more about the English scene than I do. But it did seem that NXT UK had a huge effect on the indie. So if someone with a name like Killian Dane is going back and trying to get people to shows, that's great. It just needs to happen, especially after pandemics and lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. People are going to be tentative going back to things. So if you can have a draw like that, then it definitely helps. We reported on Sami Callihan having an injury over the last couple of weeks at Impact. It seems like it's a lot worse than initially thought. There hasn't been a huge amount of talk of what the actual injury is. An ankle injury was mentioned, but he's not going to be back until April. So he's out for 7 months. So to me, that sounds like it's one of the most serious ankle injuries of all time. Maybe a broken ankle or something along those lines. Or a knee injury. That sounds more like the kind of thing that would put you out for almost a year. 7 months isn't almost a year, but you know what I mean. So So the word is that he will be placed on the commentary desk, which will be interesting. I thought the people that they've got on there at the moment are pretty good. Either Josh Matthews and Matt Stryker with D'Lo Brown. I know D'Lo Brown is a road agent for them also, so maybe this is just a way for him to not do as much, because they were kind of joking about how busy he is on this week's Impact, so maybe D'Lo Brown's looking to take a step back. But we'll keep you up to date as we get more information on that. So a new wrestling promotion has been announced in the last couple of weeks called WOW, Women of Wrestling. It's the main guy, I can't remember his name, but one of the main dudes that was involved in GLOW, the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling, which obviously was made into a big Netflix show and all that kind of thing. He is involved in this. And this week they announced that AJ Lee, also known as AJ Mendez, which is her real name, is coming back to wrestling, which is great, and she'll be a commentator. So that's good news, and then it's kind of heavily counterbalanced by the fact that they have signed Tessa Blanchard as essentially their franchise player. Now, Tessa Blanchard was accused by an African-American wrestler of using the N-word, and bullying her and belittling her in the speaking out, hashtag that appeared this time last year, or maybe a bit earlier than that, and has essentially been persona non grata since then. She also, we were talking about this last week in regards to Tessa Blanchard, had a really, did not behave well towards the end of her time in Impact when she was the actual Impact champion. So Impact took a huge chance. I thought it was a really good move, but they took a huge chance on putting their main belt onto a female wrestler, because there was going to be, not that they were correct, but there was going to be backlash and all that kind of thing, and she just did not repay them well at all. She is another persona non grata. What we seem to see in wrestling is that there's always going to be, especially in the States, there's always going to be someone who is willing to put all of those issues aside if they can make money. And the thing is, with someone like Tessa Blanchard in the company, people are going to tune in to see her. Her name has not really disappeared from any of the dirt sheets or YouTube channels or anything like that since she's been gone. And I don't think she's wrestled in a year and a half. So I assume the people at WOW have just gone, well, we'll make her a heel. I heard Adam Pacitti saying this morning that when you start a company, you kind of want to have some goodwill and not be making decisions that are going to polarize people before you've even put an event on. And I can't help but agree with that. But again, we're all talking about it. So they seem to be taking the adage of there's no publicity, there's no such thing as bad publicity, only publicity. We'll see what happens there. Big news coming out of Impact's all-female pay-per-view that's happening today is that they've announced the Inspiration, aka the Iconics in WWE, coming to Impact, and that they'll be wrestling at Bound for Glory. That's huge, huge news. And a massive get for Impact. And I know the Forbidden Door exists, but I'm amazed that AEW didn't go after the Iconics. I assume Tony didn't, because there's no real women's tag team wrestling on AEW. Or maybe the inspiration looked at that and was like, well, who are we going to wrestle? You know, if we go there, there's no one to wrestle. So, but that's great. The fact that they will be on television and stuff is awesome. Can't wait for that. Tony Khan announced that Dark will be taped at Universal Studios again this week. So that seems to be an ongoing agreement there. And almost Dark, when it's filmed there, takes on a very early NXT vibe. So again, you can see Tony Khan just saying, well, that worked. I'm not sure why they stopped doing it, but I'm going to do it. You know, I'm not saying he's completely ripping off WWE. I'm just saying, like, you know, he's obviously a massive fan of wrestling. And I think all of us as massive fans of wrestling are at times look at stuff and go, why did they stop doing that? Or why is, you know, like, especially WWE, there's so much stuff that they do that doesn't make any sense. And having your developmental show happen at the same place where it doesn't cost a huge amount of money and you can build up the same audience going week in, week out to cheer on, you know, your prospects works. We know it works. We've seen it work with NXT, so why not do the same thing with Dark? Yeah, makes total sense to me. And the big news, which I don't think this is as big a news story as everybody is making it out to be. But there's been a whole bunch of developments in the last 24 hours anyway. So So it's baseball season in the States, which means that SmackDown this Friday coming up will not be on Fox. It'll be on FS1, which is the next, it's Fox's other channel in the States. If I get any of this wrong, American listeners, let me know. but yeah, so it means there, because there was an additional half an hour of time, they're doing a supersized show. I think initially it was more to try and get people to tune in. You know, it's like, hey, look, we're not on the channel, but we're doing a supersized show to get, you know, buzz happening. And then out of nowhere, Tony Khan tweeted this. I saw you doing a half an hour head-to-head with us. I can't wait to finally beat your main show head-to-head. It's been a long time coming. See you next Friday for AEW Rampage on AEW on TNT. I don't think he... There's been a couple of veiled tweets that he's made in reference to WWE, but he's never full-on attacked them. In fact, AEW's attitude has always been, we're just doing our own thing, whatever WWE does, blah, 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 blah. You know, and they've held that line for 2 years. And I don't know whether this is, you know, I've been thinking about this because it's like, when I first saw that tweet, I was like, I don't think that's a good idea at all. I would not be doing that if I was you. And I mentioned that on yesterday's show, on the Rampage review show. But then, you know, the more I've sort of thought about it, it's like, well, you're going to free swing, right? Really? Because no one expects Rampage to beat SmackDown anyway. And so if they don't, then, you know, Tony can go, well, you know, I was just having some fun. But if they do, then he looks like a wrestling genius again, you know. It has kind of escalated a little bit because WWE have now announced that that half an hour that will be overlapping will be ad-free. And they've announced that Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks will be wrestling in a non-title match, King of the Ring semi-final between Finn Balor and Sami Zayn, Queen's Crown Tournament semi-final between Carmella and Selena Vega. Sonya Deville will be returning to the ring against Naomi, and Brock Lesnar's appearing. So I don't think that all of those things will happen in that half hour, but that's what's on the show, which is not bad. I mean, I definitely would want to see Finn Balor versus Sami Zayn. And I know Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks would be a draw. Sonya Deville coming back to the ring after a long time is a draw. Then Rampage have come out and said that we've got CM Punk versus Matt Sydal, Ruby Soho versus The Bunny, and Inner Circle versus Men of the Year, and Junior Dos Santos. And I assume that they'll put that Inner Circle Men of the Year match on against WWE, although they might put CM Punk up against WWE because he's such a huge draw. I mean, I even know just from my podcast, if I mention anything to do with CM Punk, I'm getting like an additional 10 to 12% on my listenership. So I know we do a lot. Like, we talk a lot about AEW in comparison to WWE. I think it's a natural thing to do because WWE have been the biggest company and still are the biggest company. And so if you're a fan of AEW or Impact or whatever, you will measure that against the yardstick, right? I worry about a war between, and I know there's already been the Wednesday Night War, which, you know, was sort of like a cold war between WWE and AEW. I just don't think it does any, like, I think if you start doing that, then you're playing into WWE's hands because you start concentrating on what they're doing and you start booking shows in relation to what they're doing. And I just think it gets in the way of you putting on the best possible product, you know? I mean, ultimately it's half an hour. I don't think it'll happen again anytime soon. So it, you know, it could be a bit of fun. People all get to rib each other on Twitter and blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's as big a news story as everybody's making it out to be, but I will see what happens next Friday. they're both decent shows. I mean, I'm going to be watching AEW because I prefer AEW's product, but I could see why you would check out SmackDown as well. It just depends on what's on in that half an hour as well. I mean, if it's a 15-minute promo, then I'm not interested. But yes. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there for you guys. That's all the news that's fit to print this week. If you're enjoying the new format of the smaller episodes, you can help us out by letting your friends followers know on social media. You can give us reviews on things like Apple Podcasts or Good Pods. You can follow us on wherever you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. And that would help us out immensely. But until next time, brother dudes and dudettes, may your wrestling be good wrestling, and good night.